It seemed to be that way. I knew because obviously when you're coming in and you're playing a prelim winner, you don't know who you're going to face. I knew Rob was favourite. He took a set off Phil a couple of years ago, so I know he can play, you know. And the other guy, Michael Rustovitz, I know I've seen him in the European Tour qualifier, so I know he can play as well. So it's sort of trying to get my own game right and get my own head right for whoever I play. But Rob won that game, I think, 2-0. Both went to the fifth leg. So it was a tough game for him, but I thought that probably put him in good stead. So I thought, you know, I've got to try and jump on him when I can. And to win that first set, although it went the distance, to have a good leg in the last leg of that first set, was so important. Because I think if I'd have lost that leg, it could have been a different story. It certainly would have been a lot harder. But then to come along, like you say, and play better and finish, my finishing was pretty good. I felt good. The crowd played the part. Good player, Rob. No worries with him at all. You know, he's a nice guy. But I just had to get up there and do my job. And, it was nice. Felt comfortable and long may it continue.
Yeah, safely through to the post-Christmas action at this William Hill World Championship. How much stick would you have got from all the kids at your academy had you come here and lost to an international qualifier in round one?
It don't matter who you play. If you get beat, you get stick. That's the way they are. You know, when we're in Dublin for the Grand Prix, I lost to Ian White, who I practice with, and they know Ian really well, and Ian goes down there quite a lot. And as soon as I walked in there the following night, it was like, Jamie Cavan, you've let your academy down. That's from like 7 and 8 year olds, and you don't want to hear it, but kids give you that, you know. They don't lie, do they? That's just the way it is.
You are through to the last 32. You've made that four times in the past. This is your fifth time in the second round, and yeah, You've always hit that barrier. It's a huge opportunity for you now.
Yeah, I mean, without no disrespects, Ricky Evans played fantastic against Simon Whitlock last night. Let's make no mistake about that. You know, he was two down and two legs down, facing everything. You know, he had everything against him, and he turned it around, played fantastic. He's a very, very good player. I like Ricky quite a lot. You know, he's a good guy. Played him a few times. I've probably got the upper hand on the head-to-head. Not really sure, but I've got to sort of try and take that forward now and give it as much as I can, because, like I say, the last couple of years I played Barney and lost 4-3, 4-3. But you have to sort of try and take a positive from a negative. And all the time I'm trying to look from that. I'm always learning. I'm always trying to find a way to improve. It's my ninth time here. So the important thing for me is to hit that next round after the one that's coming after Christmas. So I'm going to be putting the time in over Christmas. We're going to come back down here Christmas Day. Christmas has been put on hold now. But that's the way it has to be. You know, you have to be fully dedicated or not at all. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I can carry on and keep going for as long as possible.